GFF, I'm Lauren, the host of the Good Gluten-Free Grub podcast. Living with celiac disease has required constant adapting, and I am here to share how I live and love my gluten-free life and how you can too. I'm excited to be your new gluten-free friend. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Welcome back, my gluten-free friends, to the Good Gluten-Free Grub podcast. My name is Lauren, and I am your host, and I have a super fun episode for you guys today. We're going to have lots of laughs. I posted on my Instagram stories a couple of weeks ago and asked for you guys to share your gluten-free horror stories, and that's what I'm reading today. I'm reading your guys' submissions, and I haven't pre-read these, so I'm going to be just as shocked as you are as I'm reading these stories. So, and every time I've done an episode where I've had to read your guys' submission, I just have to preface this by saying, like, I am not a good public reader, but I am a good public speaker. So if I make mistakes and I have to reread them a bajillion times, it's because I literally suck at reading. So just be patient with me. And as I do my best to not make a bajillion mistakes as I read your guys' stories. But thank you to all of those of you who did submit a story. I will, hopefully I can get it all done in one part, but if the episode tends to go long, then I'll cut it and we'll do a part two. So we'll just see how it goes. You know, we're in this together. So let's get started. This is the first submission. Okay. I'll preface this by saying that the fact that I am not celiac, but I am very sensitive to gluten and I have wheat intolerance. We went to Peach Days in Brigham City and I forgot to bring snacks, mistake number one, and I hadn't eaten and we were already hungry when we got there, mistake two. It was hot, there were crowds, and I searched down the line for food trucks to see if there was anything that I could eat. Almost everything was battered or fried. I got some French fries from one of the trucks because luckily I'm not celiac and they don't have a dedicated fryer and they don't have to have, oh, and I don't have to have a dedicated fryer. The little basket of fries hardly made a dent in my hunger. So I walked around more checking for more booths and vendors, etc. After a few hours, I started to get woozy and I told my husband that I needed to eat something or else I was going to pass out. I went with my mother-in-law to a Dutch oven restaurant where they sell famous peach cobbler, which I can't have. She said they have a Dutch oven meal that was pretty sure it wasn't breaded. Got the food, got back to the house. Turned out the chicken was lightly breaded and I didn't even realize until I had started eating it. My symptoms had started within an hour, a terrible headache, a long hour car ride home, which was miserable, and my headache lasted over 24 hours. I had horrible stomach cramps and diarrhea, and I broke out in a rash all over my face. This rash was new. So yeah, that day was a nightmare. Oh, I'm so sorry. Fairs, like any sort of fair situation, is the worst. Like you have to be, you know, you said in there, obviously, like, mistake number one, getting there hungry. But, like, yeah, you have to have your own food at these types of things. Or else you just, like, are sad and frustrated because every single thing is fried at, like, a county fair or a state fair or something like that. So sorry to hear that you were sick. Okay, next one. I totally understand that not everyone is going to understand what gluten-free means or what gluten-free is all about, but I do hold a low bar expectation for wait and staff and restaurants to at least be familiar with what the term is. I was asked at a restaurant if the dish could be made gluten-free, and the response I received back was the best that they could do was to cut it up into smaller pieces. What? Smaller pieces? It was just... Wait a second. The restaurant staff thinks if they cut it up into smaller pieces, it won't have gluten anymore. So it was just so clear that no one in this establishment knew what gluten-free was because obviously no matter how big the piece of gluten is, the gluten is still present. LOL, LOL. Okay, well, I'm glad you're LOLing because I obviously thought that was hilarious. Okay, let's set the record straight here, though. Just because something is cut up into smaller pieces doesn't mean that the gluten goes away. Oh my gosh, that was That was a good one. I've never heard such a story. How hilarious. Okay, next one. Oh, I have to wipe my tears here. All right, the next one says, A few months after going gluten-free, I went to my brother-in-law's friend's house for a Halloween party. They had chili, and I asked what was in it to make sure that it was safe. From what the cook told me, it was. After half an hour, I was so violently ill in a stranger's bathroom that my body went into shock and my husband had to carry me to the car. To this day, I have no idea what was in it that made me sick, but it was awful. Gotta be asking for those recipes. You gotta be asking, what's the recipe? Did you follow? Did you follow a recipe on Pinterest? Did you follow a recipe on, like, can I see the recipe? Like, oh, that's so hard. It's so hard to know, like, who you can and can't trust. And I feel like that's, like, one of the biggest parts of, like, learning, and one of the biggest parts of the things that I talk about in my consultation calls is the sooner you can educate your family and friends, the more people you have to trust when it comes to food. And trusting people is such a big, big part of celiac disease and having an enjoyable experience and an enjoyable life, because you have to know who you can trust. So sorry about that. And I also am wondering what would be in the chili. That's interesting. You never know. Yeah, I mean, the chili mix itself, like the pre-packaged mix, could have had wheat in it for all you know. Okay, next one. Oh gosh, you guys, I'm so glad I didn't read these beforehand. I once asked if a menu item was gluten-free, and the person responded and said, it's 90% gluten-free. What does that mean? What does that mean? Please tell me what that means. Oh my gosh. Okay. I was diagnosed with celiac when I was 14. I had been completely gluten-free for 2 weeks, and I went to Red Robin for a family dinner because we had heard that they had separate fryers for fries, cooked everything separate. I ordered a burger and some fries and then they brought it out. It has a bun on it, and the waitress assured me that it was gluten-free. I started to eat the burger. And it tasted way too good. We have been there. This was back when gluten-free things were just not as good. So I ate half of it, and then the waitress came out and said, oh, actually, that's not gluten-free. My mom got so mad. We finally detoxed all of the gluten, and then I got all glutened. Oh, like we had finally detoxed all of the gluten, and then I got gluten. The restaurant ended up paying for our whole family's meal. That night I went to bed, and then at 3 a.m, my stomach was so bloated and it was pulsing, and I looked 6 months pregnant. I was in so much pain to end up missing half of the next day of school. I'm so sorry. restaurants are one of those things where you gotta, you know, trust your gut. This looks too good. Can you just go double check before I take a bite? Can you just go? I mean, we've all made the mistakes. We've all made the mistakes. I'm not saying you made a mistake here, but definitely sounds like a horror story to me. Okay. Oh, these ones are hilarious. I went to a restaurant and asked if a specific food was gluten-free. They came out and they told me yes. That it did not have any gluten in it. All that they added to it was flour. People are literally idiots. Oh my gosh, we gotta get some more education going on here in the restaurant industry. Gosh. Okay. I lost 30 pounds. I was very sick. And within 2 months, suddenly before a semi-diagnosis, the blood test, 1 week later, COVID lockdown hit. No food on the shelves, and I had no idea what I could eat. Oh my God, let me even just stop you there. To those of you who were diagnosed, like, early COVID days, I am so sorry. Like, what a crazy time. And then to get a life-changing diagnosis on top of that, my heart goes out to you. Okay, lived on rice and peanut butter. Yuck. Then found out I was pregnant, so I definitely couldn't officially get diagnosed with an endoscopy. No one knew that those three things would interact: pregnancy, COVID, and celiac. I had my baby in December of 2020 at the Utah hospital, and I delivered to make sure that they put gluten allergy on my chart, since I wasn't officially medically diagnosed. Also to avoid dairy because I was semi-sensitive while healing my gut. Every single meal that they brought me was obviously gluten and dairy, even when I had ordered off of their allergy menu. We're talking cheese on my eggs, toast, and breaded items. Nurses had never heard of celiac. Oh boy. My husband got so mad. Finally, a kitchen manager came to my room. She explained, "So explain to me what gluten is and how can I avoid cross contact?" I've never felt more vulnerable as a patient. This is actually really surprising to me because I also had a COVID baby. I had a baby in May of 2020. Now this is like early COVID days. I still was like masked my whole delivery and everything, which really sucked. But the hospital that I delivered at was also in Utah and I had such a great experience. So I'm genuinely curious. If you are the listener and you are the one who submitted this, can you please DM me and tell me where you delivered? Because I'm genuinely curious because I had such a great experience where I delivered. So let's get these hospital staff members educated. Can you explain to me what gluten is and how do I avoid cross-contact? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, especially when you're like brand new celiac diagnosis, just having a baby, like such a hard time. Anyway, so sorry. Okay, let's move on to the next one. A bakery in League City, Texas lied to customers for years about being keto, diabetic friendly, and gluten free. They threatened people who left bad reviews about glucose levels spiking, gluten reactions, and being knocked out of ketosis. They even sold their products to restaurants and other health food stores. Come to find out, they were buying baked goods from a wholesaler who is not gluten-free, keto, or keto, and passing them off as their own baked goods. Oh my gosh. People would line up before the bakery even opened to buy their goods before they would sell out. After Christmas, they never opened back up. A lady exposed them when she had sent samples to an independent lab in California. The name of the bakery was Marina's Bakery. No. That's absolutely crazy. Did you actually eat there? I'm like curious, or if this is just like a horror story of what you had heard that had happened, because that's actually crazy. There's another like thing going on around TikTok right now with like a whole Dunkin' Donuts sprinkles thing. It's in the vegan world, not the gluten-free world, but somebody with a dairy allergy or something, like if you've seen it on TikTok, like this girl is like exposing, pretty much exposing this company through the DMs that she sent the company, saying like these sprinkles do not look like they are dairy free, and they reassured her that they were dairy free, and she said, "Can you please send me the sprinkles that you used?" They sent her like an Amazon link to the sprinkles that they used, and when the sprinkles arrived, they were not the same sprinkles. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, if you haven't seen it on TikTok, it's actually kind of crazy. And I'm glad that that girl is exposing that company because, yeah, you can't just be lying to your people, especially when allergies are a part of it. Okay, let's move on to the next one. I was out with a friend and got gluten. We rushed back to my house and I was barely holding it in. As soon as I got home, I booked it for the bathroom, which happened to be up a flight of stairs. My friend thought that it would be funny. Oh no, I can't keep reading. Okay. My friend thought it would be funny to grab my feet and prevent me from getting to the bathroom. I told him that it was a bad idea and he thought it was so funny until I pooped my pants right in his face. It was so bad. I was so embarrassed, but mostly it was funny that he got the brunt end of it. Served him right. Yeah, served him right. Oh my gosh. Don't mess with us when we got to make it to the bathroom. Do not mess with us. Oh, that was great. Okay, next one. I went to a new pizza place with a bunch of coworkers. I had heard people rave about this gluten-free pizza. I ordered one and I was blown away by how good it was. When the waitress came back to check on us, I told her that the pizza was so dang good and that I would have never known that it was gluten-free. She freaked out and said that she had forgotten to put my order in as gluten-free. No! I had just pounded half of a regular pizza. I was so sick. I couldn't even leave the restaurant. My poor coworkers had to stay with me for a good hour until I was confident enough to be able to ride in one of their cars without pooping my pants. This is a horror story. Oh, the amount of rage I would be in, and the amount of, first of all, straight, like, severe illness I would be in. That's crazy. I'm so sorry. My heart is broken for you. Okay, next one. This happened a couple of months after I needed to go gluten-free. I went to my parents' house, and my dad had bought sandwiches from an Argentine bakery that are essentially ham and cheese Uncrustables. He asked me if I wanted one, and I told him that I couldn't. He had gluten, and it had gluten and wheat, which made me sick. His response was, "It's just the inside of the bread. It's just the inside of bread. You should be fine. Just take a pill for it." Wait, I'm confused. It's just the inside of the bread? Like, he thinks that if the crust... He thinks that if the crust is off, there's only gluten in the crust. Oh, boy. I hope you took the time to educate him. And there's also no pill for celiac disease, unfortunately. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, my gosh. My nose is running because I have tears in my eyes. Okay. Oh, next. I am an archaeology student, and one time I was out on a survey, and someone gave me some steak and potatoes. Being a new gluten-free girly, I didn't ask any questions. I didn't ask the questions that I should have, and turned out that the steak had been marinated in bachin sauce. I'm definitely probably saying that wrong. Not the gluten-free kind. I realized after eating the steak about 10 p.m., luckily I drove myself out, but it was in the middle of the desert. So the next morning, bright and early, I broke camp as early as I quickly could to get to my house 5 hours away and try and get there before the brunt of the reaction. It was very difficult drive, to say the least. The worst part is that I missed out on the last day of the survey and had to drag the person who rode with me home as well. Wait, so you were driving a person home with you as well while you were either holding in your poop or your barf? Luckily, everyone was very understanding, but needless to say, I need to prepare my own food when I'm out in the field. Oh my gosh. Yeah, preparing our own food, that's the story of our lives, right? We always got to have our own crap because no one else knows how to take care of us. And second thing there is always ask questions. What was this marinated in? Okay, let's see where we're at here. Oh, we're coming up on 20 minutes. Okay, let's do two more, and then we're going to have to probably turn it into a part two. So you guys can return for another part two. Well, let's do two more. I asked my grandpa to not cook the stuffing inside the turkey on Christmas dinner so that I would be able to eat the turkey. He interrupted me and said, as I said, not eat the stuffing, that he had touched the turkey. Sorry, let me read that again. He interrupted that as I could not eat stuffing, that he touched the turkey. Let me reread this. I asked my grandpa to please not cook the stuffing inside the turkey on Christmas dinner so that I could still be able to eat the turkey. He interrupted that as I could not eat the stuffing, that it had to be touched, that had touched the turkey. He not only cooked the stuffing inside the turkey, but then he set aside an entire dish of regular stuffing for me to assure me that it had not touched the turkey and that one was good for me to eat. Thank goodness I figured this out before I ate both the contaminated turkey and the entire serving of glutinous stuffing. Oh my gosh. Grandpa. You know, sometimes I just kind of like, the grandmas and grandpas, sometimes they just don't get it. Sometimes they do. And if you have a grandma and grandpa who are just like bending over backwards for you, I'm so happy for you. But sometimes I just don't even try with the older generations, you know, because I'm just like, you'll never understand. So sorry that took me so hard. That was so hard for me to read. Okay, this is the last one. Okay, I decorated and ate Christmas cookies with my in-laws, who are usually quite accommodating to my needs and nearly always make gluten-free cookies. All of the cookies were then stored in a Tupperware bin. I went to go grab one the next day, and my mother-in-law shouted not to eat the cookies I was about to eat and informed me that the round, non-Christmas-shaped cookies were not gluten-free, all mixed with the other ones as well, might I add. Lucky call that I had at least only ate some contaminated ones, so it just so happened to not have eaten any round ones. So the cookies cannot all be stored in the same containers, gluten and gluten-free. Then it just defeats the whole purpose of making gluten-free cookies. Okay, there's still about 10 more, so I don't think we have enough time, but I'm also going to put the slide up again when this podcast episode goes live in case you want to share your horror story, or a horror story came to your mind, or something like really just like crappy that you had to go through with your gluten-free experience in life. I'm going to put it up in my story so that you guys can share yours, and then we'll have a few more for part two. So many of these submissions and the incidents that happen are because of lack of education. So if you are the person who's living with celiac disease, remember that it is up to you to educate your friends and family. And that is a huge, huge priority, so that you know who you can trust and who you can rely on when it comes to eating at other people's homes for holidays and things like that. And that's one of the things that I go in depth of, is navigating relationships in my one-on-one consultation call. So the one-on-one consultation call that I offer is an hour long. It's $105. It's done via Zoom, and there are 5-6 main bullet points that we deep dive into. And I teach you all of the important things that you need to know when it comes to adjusting to a new gluten-free lifestyle, whether that's an autoimmune disease that requires you to eat gluten-free, celiac disease, gluten allergies, gluten intolerances, whatever that may look like for you. But one of the biggest things that we talk in depth about is family relationships, because it's really probably one of the hardest parts for me personally. It is one of the hardest parts of living with celiac disease, is navigating all the family functions and educating family and making sure that you know who you can trust. So if you're interested in scheduling a consultation for a newly diagnosed celiac, or whatever that may be for you, I will put the link for that in the show notes of this episode, but it's also in the link in my bio on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. So thank you for being here, and hopefully my cackling laugh and my tears made your day, because some of these submissions were hilarious and I can't wait to read the rest. So I hope you all have a wonderful gluten-free day, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a rating and a review. I would love to connect with you on my other social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok. My handle is @goodglutenfreegrub.